The following message is a presentation of Ligonier Ministries, home of the radio program, Renewing Your Mind, with R.C. Sproul.
We come now to our fourth lecture on medieval history, and it's the last lecture in our first section, warming up, getting the Middle Ages going, seeing some of the crucial directions of medieval thought. And in the first three lectures, we've really concentrated on what I called the section on church and society. And here in this concluding lecture to the first part, I want to turn to what I've called the paths to God, which is the more theological element of reflection in this period. And we see several things happening theologically in this period, which on one level we may be inclined to see as somewhat minor, but in another sense are very important for shaping the mind and affecting the unity of the church. So I want to talk about several theological issues. The first of them is monothelitism. You probably had begun to think that this blackboard was never to serve a purpose. But when you get to a nice word like monothelitism, it's useful to have a blackboard. Monothelitism was the sort of last issue in the question of how the human and divine natures related to one another in Jesus. And the church had reached this consensus at Chalcedon 451 that Jesus was one person uniting in himself two full and complete natures, a complete divine nature and a complete human nature, so that he was fully human and fully divine. He wasn't half human and half divine. He's fully human and fully divine. And that did leave the church with tensions amongst some who thought to talk about two complete natures ran too much risk of leaving you with two persons in Jesus. And since that turmoil continued to trouble the church, several theologians suggested that maybe a way forward would be to say Jesus has two natures, but he only has one will. Monothelitism is the teaching that Jesus has only one will. And the other position, of course, was diathelitism, that Jesus has two wills. Now, this led to